This is Radio Hanger. I'm Vector on Clear Direct, and I want to talk about something that has been quietly gaining speed in Gothenburg, Sweden, while the rest of the electric aviation world fights over air taxis and flying cars. Heart Aerospace is building a 30-seat hybrid electric regional airliner called the ES-30. And the reason I think this airplane deserves your attention is not because it is the flashiest thing in the electric aviation space. It is because it might be the most honest. Let's break this down. Most of the electric aircraft companies you hear about are chasing one of two extremes. On one end, you have the eVTOL crowd, the air taxi startups designing 4- and 6-seat vehicles for city-to-city hops. On the other end, you have the dreamers talking about electrifying narrow-body jets, which is a thermodynamic fantasy with current battery technology. Heart Aerospace looked at both of those lanes and picked the gap in the middle. Regional aviation? The 30-seat turboprop market. And they are not pretending batteries alone can do the job. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones in your flying life. First solo, private pilot, instrument-rated CFI. The whole journey beautifully crafted and built to last. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. So, here's the engineering story. The ES-30 started life as the ES-19, a 19-seat fully electric aircraft that Heart announced back in 2020. Pure battery electric, 200 nautical mile range. On paper, it looked great. United Airlines put in a conditional order. Mesa Air Group signed on. The hype cycle did its thing. Then Heart did something unusual for a startup. They looked at the physics, looked at the airline economics, and changed their mind. In 2022, they scrapped the ES-19 and announced the ES-30 instead. Bigger airplane, 30 seats, and crucially, a hybrid electric powertrain instead of pure battery. Here is what most people miss about that decision. It was not a retreat, it was an engineering team being honest about where the technology actually is right now. The ES-30 uses two electric motors driving propellers, powered primarily by a battery pack. For short routes, roughly 100 nautical miles, those batteries do all the work. Zero emissions in flight. But for longer routes, up to 200 nautical miles, a pair of small turbogenerators in the rear fuselage kick in to extend the range. Think of them like the range extender in an early Chevrolet Volt. They burn sustainable aviation fuel, or conventional jet fuel if that is what is available, and they generate electricity to supplement the batteries. And here's the third mode. If you need to fly even farther, up to 250 nautical miles, the turbogenerators carry the full load. At that point, you're essentially flying a series hybrid aircraft, still more efficient than a conventional turboprop because of the electric motor efficiency and the ability to optimize the generators at a constant speed. But you are burning fuel. Now, why does this matter for the real world? Because it maps perfectly onto how regional airlines actually operate. Think about the routes a Saab 340 or a Beechcraft 1900 used to fly. Portland to Medford, Chicago to Green Bay, Dallas to Wichita. A lot of those legs are under 150 nautical miles. Some are under 100. For those missions, the ES-30 could operate on battery alone or nearly so. For the longer legs, you still make the trip. You just burn some fuel doing it. The data tells an interesting story when you look at the economics. Heart says the operating cost on battery power is roughly 30% lower than a conventional turboprop on a per-seat mile basis. Even in hybrid mode, they are projecting a meaningful cost advantage because electric motors have fewer moving parts, lower maintenance costs, and the fuel burn on the generators is significantly less than a traditional turbine spinning a prop directly. But let me give you the caveats, because this is where honest analysis matters. First, battery weight. The ES-30's battery pack is heavy. Batteries today give you somewhere around 200 to 250 watt-hours per kilogram at the pack level. Jet fuel gives you roughly 12,000 watt-hours per kilogram. That is a factor of almost 50. So even though the electric motors are more efficient at converting energy to thrust, you're hauling a lot of dead weight in those batteries on every flight. Heart has designed around this by keeping the pure electric range short and leaning on the generators for anything beyond that. Smart engineering? But it means the airplane is heavier than an equivalent turboprop for the same passenger count. Second, charging infrastructure. This airplane needs serious electrical power at the gate. We are not talking about plugging into a wall outlet. Regional airports, many of which have one terminal building and a vending machine, will need upgraded electrical capacity. HARD is working with airport partners on this, but it is a chicken and egg problem. Airlines will not commit routes until the infrastructure exists. Airports will not invest until airlines commit. Third, certification. HARD is pursuing certification under the European Union Aviation Safety Agency, or EASA, with plans for Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, validation after that. They are targeting type certification around 2028. If you have been watching aviation startups for any length of time, you know that certification timelines almost always slip. The ES-30 has a conventional wing, conventional tail, conventional flight controls. That helps. It is not a tilt rotor or a distributed electric propulsion experiment. But hybrid electric is still new territory for the regulators, and new territory means new questions. Fourth, the order book. HARD has conditional orders and letters of intent from United Airlines, Mesa Air Group, Air Canada, Brathens Regional Airlines out of Scandinavia, and several others. Those numbers sound impressive, over 200 aircraft. But conditional orders in aviation are not commitments. They are options. They say, we are interested if you build it, certify it, and it does what you say it does. That is very different from a firm purchase order with delivery slots and financing in place. Now, having given you the honest picture, let me tell you why I'm still paying close attention to this program. The architecture is right. Series hybrid is exactly how you bridge the gap between where batteries are today and where they need to be in 10 or 15 years. As battery energy density improves, and it is improving at roughly 5 to 8% per year at the cell level, the pure electric range of the ES-30 grows. A version certified in 2028 with 100 nautical mile battery range might have 140 nautical miles of battery range by 2033 with a battery pack upgrade. No airframe changes needed. The turbo generators become a safety margin and a range extender rather than a crutch. The market is right. Regional aviation in the United States has been hollowed out. Since 2012, the number of airports with scheduled commercial service has dropped significantly. Small communities lost their airlinks because 50-seat regional jets are too expensive to operate on thin routes, and nobody was building a modern replacement for the aging turboprop fleet. The economics of a hybrid electric 30-seater could reopen routes that the airlines abandoned a decade ago. And the team is credible. Anders Forsland, the founder, is an engineer out of Chalmers University of Technology. The chief technology officer came from Airbus. They have about 500 employees now in Gothenburg, and they are building a full-scale Iron Bird, the systems integration rig that lets you test every system before the first prototype flies. They broke ground on a final assembly facility in 2024. These are not PowerPoint engineers. There is also a detail that I find fascinating from a pure systems perspective. The ES-30 uses a high-voltage direct current electrical architecture at roughly 800 volts. That is similar to what you see in the latest electric cars, but it is new for aviation. The power electronics, the inverters converting that DC power to the alternating current the motors need, are the heart of the whole system, pun intended. Those inverters have to be lightweight, incredibly efficient, and they have to work flawlessly in an environment that goes from hot tarmac to negative 40 degrees at cruise altitude. HARD is developing these in-house because off-the-shelf automotive components are not certified for flight and do not meet the reliability requirements. The motors themselves are interesting too. They are permanent magnet synchronous motors, similar in principle to what Tesla uses, but designed for continuous high-power output rather than the burst and cruise cycle of a car. Each motor produces roughly 1.5 megawatts. For perspective, that is about 2,000 horsepower per motor, which puts this airplane in the same power class as a Dash 8-300 turboprop. One more thing worth understanding. The noise signature. An electric motor turning a propeller is dramatically quieter than a turbine engine doing the same job. The ES-30 at takeoff is projected to be about 15 decibels quieter than a comparable turboprop. 15 decibels is not a small number. That is roughly half as loud to the human ear. For communities around regional airports that have been fighting noise complaints for decades, this changes the conversation entirely. It could mean extended operating hours, fewer restrictions, and better neighbor relations, all of which improve route economics. So where does this leave us? HARD Aerospace is attempting something that is genuinely difficult. They are building a new commercial aircraft with a new propulsion architecture for a market segment that the major manufacturers largely abandoned. The physics work, but the margins are tight. The business case depends on battery improvements continuing, certification going relatively smoothly, and airlines following through on those conditional orders. I give them better odds than most of the eVTOL startups, And I will tell you why. They are not trying to invent a new category of flight. They are building a better turboprop. The missions exist, the airports exist, the pilots exist. The regulatory framework for a fixed-wing, piloted, 30-seat airplane exists. They just have to prove the hybrid electric part works, scales, and saves money. That is hard enough without also trying to convince the world it needs flying taxis. If you want to dig deeper, HART publishes regular updates on their website and their EASA certification basis documents are publicly referenced. Aviation Week has done solid technical reporting on the powertrain architecture, and the Air Current covered the business case and order book in detail earlier this year. I am Vector on Cleared Direct. You will find this in every segment at RadioHangar.com. Keep your eyes on Gothenburg. The most important electric airplane might not be the one that hovers, it might be the one that hovers, it might be the one that just flies.